It's time to open the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick.
Thank you.
Richard Groove Holmes and Song for My Father. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You have found the Radio Thrift Shop. Homemade and homegrown radio, spinning tunes on AM, FM, and shortwave frequencies since 1975. On this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, we're going to start out listening to some music with wordless vocals. And if you're not sure what wordless vocals are, well, just stay tuned and you'll know what I mean. Let's drop the needle. Thank you. the Ball Bearing Group with Two White Sails. Before that, Gary McFarlane and The Good Life. This is DJ Frederick, and listening to radio, listening to good tunes on the radio, is a good life. I thank you for joining me. I'm here on WSCS every Saturday evening at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can listen to WSCS locally at 90.9 FM in New London, Hampshire, and online streaming at classicalwscs.org. All right, I think you've got the feel for wordless vocal music. On we go. Thank you. formidable Alan Hawkshaw with a tune called Ski Bird. And as I record this, we are awaiting a snowstorm, a significant snowstorm. So yeah, appropriate tune. Before that, Nick Ingram and Long Line. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, and online at classicalwscs.org. In this half of the program, we're listening to Wordless Vocals. And a little bit later on, we'll just do some general crate digging. We'll see what we have on the shelves here at the Radio Thrift Shop. In the interim, we're going to play some 78s. Released back in 1947, Dr. Samuel Hoffman at the Theremin.
Oh,
Tunes released on 78s on Capitol Records back in 1947. Dr. Samuel Hoffman with Radar Blues, Moon Moods, and Lunette. This is DJ Frederick. We'll be back in a few minutes digging into the crates.
Locating an elephant in the dense forest is challenging enough, but your problems really begin when you find one. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Scientists know very little about the elephants of Central Africa, and there are good reasons why.
The Central African rainforest are your typical thick jungle, you know, from the days of Tarzan movies. Huge trees, just massively tall, breaking through the canopy. If you fly over, it looks solid green. The animals in the forest have been very hard to find. It's thick forest, you don't see them. You can walk for a day and maybe see four animals because they're hiding in the forest.
William Karish is a field veterinarian with the Wildlife Conservation Society. He tells us that elephants have keen senses of hearing and smell, and after years of poaching, they tend to avoid humans. on a mission to put radio collars on elephants in order to monitor their migration patterns, Keresh and his team would spend days trying to get close enough to an elephant in order to shoot it with an anesthetic dart.
We use a very fast-acting drug that would go to sleep in just a few minutes. As soon as we dart them, if we're lucky enough for them to run away instead of run at us, we just pick up our gear and run after them, and we can't lose them. And so it takes a dedicated team that's not too scared of actually being killed, because sometimes they will lay in wait for you and try and ambush you if they have the sense that they're being followed. And that has happened in the past, and it's quite an exciting experience when the elephant charges out next to the trail where you're walking and tries to smash everyone. Everybody runs it off into the forest in all directions.
William Keresh has written about his adventures in Appointment at the Ends of the World, Memoirs of a Wildlife Field Veterinarian. Pulse of the Planet is presented by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
Welcome back to the Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. We dig the crates and we listen to rock, pop, jazz, exotica, folk, acoustic, folk rock, indie pop, lo-fi, psychedelic, jam bands, library, easy listening, and just about everything else I can get my hands on. Hopefully it all makes sense by the end of the hour. Let's dig into the crates. Bolasete with Bettina, and before that, the Gary Pacific Orchestra with Soft Winds. Two tracks that I play rather frequently here at the Radio Thrift Shop. Well, those of you who listen regularly, articulate Fred, know that I am a shortwave radio fan, and I enjoy listening to shortwave probably more than any other radio medium. And I just want to let you know about a very cool non-commercial shortwave station called WTWW, and they are broadcasting on 5085 kilohertz, generally after 7 p.m. in the evening. They play the greatest hits of all time on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays and Sundays, so 7 days a week with some very cool DJs like Ted Randall, Steve Taylor, Jeff Lawrence, and they even take requests. It's a very cool radio station. Again, that's WTWW Shortwave, 5085 kilohertz, and listen anytime after 7 p.m. Eastern Time. All right, back to the crates. Thank you. four funky tracks by Jackie Giordano and Jan Traeger from 1974. We heard Ghost, 07, Old Timmy, and Rika. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. Just reminding you that all programs are archived at radioforall.net. That's radio, the number four, all.net.
Exploring Science in the Sea. Shortly after the end of World War II, American forces on Kwajalein Atoll, a small island in the western Pacific Ocean, faced a problem. It would cost more to ship leftover airplanes to salvage yards than the planes were worth. So more than 100 Corsairs, Wildcats, Avengers, and other warplanes were loaded onto barges, carried into the middle of the lagoon, and dumped. Today, most of them are encrusted with corals and surrounded by fish and other marine life, artificial reefs that have been growing for 75 years. The oceans are littered with the wrecks of World War II. Many ships were sunk in deep water. In the cold, sunless depths, they don't host much life. But ships and planes that sank in shallow waters, close to land, are perfect platforms for life. Corals and other creatures attach to their hard metal skins, establishing new reefs. The corals attract more organisms, which use the reefs for shelter and food. There are many wrecked airplanes in the waters around Hawaii, including about 300 Hellcat fighters. Most of them crashed during training missions from a base on Maui. Researchers are cataloging their locations and monitoring the reefs that have grown atop them. Many of the wrecks are in marine sanctuaries and other public areas. The airplanes are still government property, and some of them are considered grave sites, so it's illegal to disturb them. Yet many of them are open for divers to swim near, enjoying the reefs built on relics from World War II. Science in the Sea is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to Homemade Homegrown Radio. This is DJ Frederick with the Radio Thrift Shop.
Thank you.
Mr. Jimmy Ponder with So Many Stars. Well, I'd like to say thank you for tuning in. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the best homegrown and homemade radio that I can make with a man, a microphone, a turntable, and a computer these days. All right, so musical requests or ideas for themes of future programs are welcomed. You can contact me at freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com. Thanks for listening and wishing you many blessings. Wow.